Wednesday, 20 April, 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you so much for tuning into the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church located in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. Today we're in 1 John chapter 4. We have gotten there through kind of a lengthy process from observing the reasons why God would have to send Israel into captivity and realizing that God doesn't change, and why we as a people, as a country, as a Western civilization, particularly at this time, need to be concerned about our love for the Lord and our not turning our back on Him. Looking at the seven letters to the seven churches in Revelation chapters 2 and 3, and now looking at the letter to the church at Philadelphia, how these folks did not deny the Lord, they did not deny His word, and that's our heart's desire. Then Peter, looking at Peter, how Peter would write by the Holy Spirit concerning a preparation that we need to stand, and having done all to stand, and be prepared to suffer. And over in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 8, our Lord gives a tremendous responsibility. He said, "And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins." And so, dear friend, while there are many things our Lord would teach us and have us to do, He wants us to be more like Him. Certainly, God is a God, I believe, if there be such a thing as a prime or supreme attribute of God, I would think it would be holiness. God is holy. God is also a God of judgment. But, dear friend, God is also a God of love, and He has proven that, and He wants His children to demonstrate the type of love that He is and that He has extended to us. And by the way, the only reason we love God is because He first loved us. And God would have us to demonstrate His love, to live His love, and to demonstrate it to others. We said there are two chapters in the Word of God that are written primarily to express this love and to teach us how we should love and the priority of this love. One of them is 1 John chapter 4, and that's where we started on our last broadcast, with a warning that anybody who refuses to confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, they are not of God, but they are of the spirit of the Antichrist. Let me read this to you again real quickly. I'm reading now from 1 John chapter 4, and beginning in verse 1. "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they're of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now it is in the world." And dear friend, that spirit is multiplying. It's abounding today, especially through Islam, as they would deny that Jesus Christ is very God who came in the flesh. They would even deny that He was crucified, dear friend. And this is the spirit of Antichrist. Now, beginning in verse 4 of 1 John in chapter 4, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world." And let me say, the devil is a god of this world, and he's got quite a troop. He's got quite a company. He has not only his demonic spirits, but he has many people who are following him. And dear friend, it's sad, but there's even one of the networks now that has started a television program called Lucifer, and they're trying to present the devil in a good light. Now, you can be sure who's behind that, and you can be sure that's not God for sure. "We are of God, little children, have overcome them, because greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world." And let me say, dear friend, regardless of how strong the world might be, and it is quite strong, no matter how much allurement it has, if you're saved, if the Holy Spirit of God dwells within your heart, greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. They are of the world. Now, who are he speaking about? Who are he speaking about here? They are of the world. Well, the unsaved, of course. Therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. Now he addresses us. He addresses God's children. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So, the world, are they interested in hearing the spirit of God? Oh, no. No, they're not interested in that at all. Are we as God's people? Are we interested in hearing the spirit of the world? Well, we certainly shouldn't be, but we want to hear from God. We want to hear from God's word. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of error and the spirit of truth. And by the way, dear friend, though there is always and has been an effort to try to mix these two spirits together, they will not mix. Well, you say, preacher, I just believe that we ought to get everybody together, have one big ecumenical movement. A lot of people believe that. But any time you have an ecumenical movement, when you bring in darkness with light, when you bring in unbelievers with believers, when you bring in Christ and ours with those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, it's always truth that has to surrender. Error has nothing to surrender. You know, you can't throw a white glove in a mud hole and expect that mud hole to become glovy. It's just not going to do it, dear friend. And you cannot mix truth and error and expect truth to prevail. That's why the Bible says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you and be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord God Almighty. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us, and he that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby we know we the spirit of error and the spirit of truth. Now we come to our subject of love. This is where we've been leading up to. This love, this agape love, this love that we have from God. We love God because he first loved us. And we can, by the way, not only love him, but we can love others also by his grace. Beloved, let us love one another. Now watch this, for love is of God, agape love. We love him because he first loved us, and that love is a pure and wholesome love that's identified in the Bible as agape love, often translated as charity. Sure, there is a love of the brethren. The city of Philadelphia in the Bible was known as the city of brotherly love before they had heard the gospel, dear friend. So there are people who are in this world who have a brotherly love. And of course, people who are attracted to the flesh have a love for the flesh. But this love that comes from God is identified here. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Now, once again, this is not referring to phileo. It's not referring to brotherly love. And certainly it's not referring to the flesh. But this is referring to agape love. It's the love that emanates from, comes from God, that we can enjoy in our lives and that we can practice in our lives that others may be blessed as well. Again, let me read verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. If I understand this right, and I believe I do, the only way that you can experience and the only way that you can practice this godly love is to know God. He that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. So, dear friend, one of the great benefits of being saved is knowing what real love is all about, that we can experience it as we receive Christ as our Savior, and we can practice it as we live for him. This broadcast is targeted for the middle of our broadcast week. I hope you're making plans, but all possible, to be in a good fundamental Bible-believing church this coming midweek's time. If you cannot and you have access to the internet, I invite you to join us at the Calvary Baptist Church for our midweek services, as well as our Lord's Day services and all other special services. We are reached at www.calbapt.org. www.calbapt.org. If you have Roku or OKU, you can also receive this through your television set, Calvary Baptist Church Ministries. Again, if you can, be in a good fundamental Bible-believing church. Be much in prayer for your church, pray for your brethren, for your family, and oh, my dear friend, be praying for our nation, how we need to hear from God. We need revival, need an awakening. Please join us next broadcast if you can.